Jay Thomas on tenor saxophone with Oliver Grunewald's New Net from the album I Always Knew. And that was a tune that was written by Duke Ellington, beautifully arranged here for the ensemble by Oliver Grunewald, Blue Serge by Duke Ellington. Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, a regular Sunday survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie. Today we're going to be listening to some new releases and some things which were recorded many years ago, but only recently coming to light. Some of the Penthouse broadcasts, including a brand new one we haven't played before by the Jack Wilson Quartet featuring Roy Ayers, a new album, Call Me. And of course the Cannonball Adderley Swingin' in Seattle. We'll hear some more music from that and a few other things. And right now, a tune from the new Chuck Dierdorf release coming out this week. It's called Perception. It's on Origin Records. Chuck Dierdorf leads a couple of different ensembles of varying personnel. This is perhaps the largest group on the record. Some beautiful tenor sax work by Hans Teuber, as well as background horns pianist Don Clement, and the great Matt Wilson is on drums. Chuck Dierdorf featured on bass in this beautiful arrangement of a Jim Knapp composition titled Home. Thank you.
We have a special request from a man whose name is Charles Puzo. Charlie Puzo, you know what I mean? That is a young Connecticut lad who has made a name for himself in the great Northwest. That's right. Mr. Charlie, he's known in some quarters. Depends upon what quarter you're in. This one is for one of our new compositions, one written by Cannonball Adderley. This is called The Sticks, The Sticks.
Thank you.
Cannonball Adderley Quintet in performance at the Penthouse in Seattle from a live radio broadcast produced in the 60s. And we had a great deal of fun at the Penthouse back in those years with lots of great music coming through. Here it was Cannonball Adderley on alto sax along with his brother Nat Adderley on cornet, Joe Zawinul at the piano, with Victor Gaskin on bass and the great Roy McCurdy on drums. We've enjoyed having Roy McCurdy in town when he was performing some gigs in connection with the release of the new CD, Cannonball Adderley Swingin' in Seattle, live at the Penthouse 1966-67, Cannon's tune titled The Sticks. Before that, a brand new one from Chuck Dierdorf, the bass player, who was heard here with Don Clement on piano, Hans Teuber on tenor sax, and Matt Wilson on drums, and a couple of additional horns there for the ensembles. And that was a beautiful composition written by Jim Knapp, titled Home, from Chuck Dierdorf's new release just out. It's titled Perception, and the CD release concert's going to be coming up next month, February 23rd, at Cornish College of the Arts. Chuck Dierdorf and his new CD, Perception. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX. Jim Wilkie with you here on a Sunday afternoon. We have a podcast of our program also available at jazznw.org. You can sign up for that and receive it weekly, and it'll arrive for your listening pleasure at your leisure. We have another new recording which is just coming out from the Penthouse broadcast. This one features the Jack Wilson Quartet featuring Roy Ayers on vibes. The album is titled Call Me, and it's just out on the Century 67 label. And our thanks to Christian St. Clair for his wonderful job of producing this for release. Jack Wilson is at the piano, Buddy Woodson on bass, and Von Barlow on drums. Roy Ayers is the vibist. One of the things I remember about this gig, this band was filling out the bill for a tour with Red Fox, the comedian who was doing stand-up work at that point. Red Fox would do a 30-minute or 40-minute set, something like that, and then the Jack Wilson Quartet would play, and then Fox would come back on again. We didn't broadcast any of Red Fox's routines, as he said to me at one point, "You're not broadcasting this, are you?" And I said, "No." He says, "Good." He says, "Some of our stuff don't like the radio much." Here's Jack Wilson Quartet featuring Roy Ayers on vibes. Beautiful version of the standard by Jimmy Van Heusen. Here's That Rainy Day. Jazz from the Penthouse. Thank you. Thomas Marriott's new album is titled Romance Language. It trends toward the ballads, toward the slower tempos. A beautiful version there of a Pat Metheny tune called Always and Forever. Thomas Marriott on flugelhorn, I think, on that one. Joe Locke on vibes. Ryan Cohen was the pianist. Jeff Johnson bass and John Bishop on drums. The new CD, Romance Language, by Thomas Marriott. Before that, a newly issued CD of a radio broadcast, which took place back in 1966 at the Penthouse in Seattle. I was producing a series of radio broadcasts, which were coming out on King FM at the time. Every Thursday night, we broadcast live from the club down at First and Cherry in Seattle. We heard the Jack Wilson Quartet featuring Roy Ayers on vibes, Buddy Woodson on bass, Von Barlow on drums, and Jack Wilson at the piano, and Jimmy Van Heusen's great tune, Here's That Rainy Day. I hope you didn't think there was too much cowbell. This is from a new CD, Call Me, the Jack Wilson Quartet, Jazz from the Penthouse. Jazz Northwest is the name of this program. I'm Jim Wilkie, here on Sunday afternoons, sharing some music out of the Northwest with you. You're listening to 88.5 KNKX for Jazz, Blues, and NPR News. This afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Resonance Concert Hall in the Soma Towers in Bellevue, Adriana Giordano is presenting a Brazilian pianist André Marais trio. I heard a sample of the trio online earlier today. A great-sounding trio at 3 this afternoon, Resonance Hall at Soma Towers in Bellevue. Xavier Lecouturier's DKL Octet is playing tonight at Tulis. Coming up on Tuesday and Wednesday next week at Jazz Alley, Peter Bernstein, Larry Goldings, and Bill Stewart, a really imaginative, fresh approach to organ trio groups, will be playing at Jazz Alley Tuesday and Wednesday. Mike Allen Quartet featuring Miles Black will be at the Sylvia Center for the Arts in Bellingham on Wednesday night, and the Axiom Quartet plays the same night at Tulis in Seattle. Thursday through Sunday, Sarah Gazarik will be back in town with Horn Ensemble at Jazz Alley, previewing a new album which is coming out shortly. Anna Velanova is having a CD release party at Tulis on Thursday night. Sarah Schoenberg and Wayne Horvitz duo will be at the Chapel Performance Space. And Bad Luck, Matrio, and Twin Talk will be at Royal Room. That's all on Thursday night. Friday, Ashlyn Parker Quintet at Tulis. The Garage à Trois, Stanton Moore, Charlie Hunter, and Skarrick will be at Nectar on Friday and Saturday. Jovino Santos Neto's group will be at Vito's on Friday night, and Kareem Candy Band at the Triple Door. Saturday, Jared Hall and Dr. David Deacon Joyner will be at Craft 19 in a free performance from 3 to 5 in Sumner on Saturday afternoon. Ray Shelbert's Yeti Chasers play at the Royal Room at 5 for some trad jazz. And Jose Juicy Gonzalez Trio will be at Egan's Saturday night, while Bill Anschel's Standards Trio is playing at Tulis. For more information about good places to go and things to see and do, see the KNKX calendar, and also a very complete jazz calendar at earshot.org. Here's Larry Golding's trio. It's billed as here. I think any one of these guys could be leader of this group. As a matter of fact, I think they have. Peter Bernstein on guitar, Bill Stewart on drums, Larry Golding's on organ. It's Larry Golding's tune called Back in the Day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful version of that Henry Mancini song, Dreamsville, from the new recording by Randy Halberstadt, Open Heart. Randy on piano with Chuck Dierdorf on bass and Adam Kessler on drums. Before that, a recording from a few years ago of a trio with Larry Goldings on organ, Peter Bernstein guitar, and Bill Stewart on drums. We heard them playing a Larry Goldings composition called Back in the Day. This great organ trio is going to be playing next week, Tuesday and Wednesday, at Demetrio's Jazz Alley. Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX, continuing here with a tune from the new Jay Thomas recording, The Promise. Jay Thomas and Michael Van Beber co-lead this quintet, introducing a young Japanese pianist and composer, Yuki Hirate, with Michael Glenn on bass and Julian McDonough on drums. This is Yuki Hirate's composition titled Commencement. That's a tune by a young Japanese pianist and composer by the name of Yuki Hirate, whose promise is illustrated in a new album titled The Promise. Jay Thomas on tenor saxophone. This was recorded at Michael Van Beber's studio, and Michael Van Beber plays trumpet on some of these selections, not on that one, however. But with Yuki Hirate on piano, we also heard Michael Glenn on bass, and Julian McDonough was the drummer, and a piece titled Commencement by Yuki Hirate. And that's our show for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed the music here. I will be back again next week at this same time with another edition of Jazz Northwest and part two of the Sacred Concert of Duke Ellington, recorded at St. Mark's last December. That's next week here on Jazz Northwest. Jazz Northwest is also available as a podcast. You can subscribe to that podcast and receive it each week. Or you can stream it anytime after its broadcast at jazznw.org. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News 88.5 FM.